Let's talk about now President-elect Donald Trump, as we go in depth here on KSL News Radio, choosing Rex Tillerson as his Secretary of State.
Brad Mielke joins us now live on the KSL Newsline. And what are you hearing about this pick, Brad?
Well, it'll be interesting to see whether this pick gets support, not from Democrats. It seems clear that there's a lot of aversion to Rex Tillerson from people on the left, to a lot of Trump's picks on the left, but from Republicans. Keep in mind, Marco Rubio yesterday tweeted, "Being a friend of Vladimir is not an attribute I'm looking for in our next Secretary of State." You've also got Republicans like Lindsey Graham, Rand Paul, John McCain. So there's four senators right there. You only need three Republican senators if Democrats all team up to block one of these nominations. And with Rex Tillerson, somebody who has ties to Russia and Vladimir Putin, you get the impression that there are some people who at least need to be convinced, if nothing else.
So those 52 Republicans, what do they have that they're going to like about Rex Tillerson? Other than this Russian thing, what does he bring to the table?
Well, certainly he has dealt with a lot of foreign leaders in the past, and a lot of that has been in a business context. But Donald Trump has said that, you know, that has actually given him an advantage in meeting people outside the realm of government, sort of introducing himself on a level, being able to sort of speak other governments' language. He says that helps in that, you know, he doesn't have diplomatic experience, but he certainly has a different type of diplomatic experience. And Republicans, I think, also sort of, you know, have had him on a list of somebody for a long time who could sort of play a role in government. Would it be as the nation's top diplomat? I'm not sure, but he has certainly been talked about for a while.
We see that he'd be, welcomed in Russia, but what about other countries around the world, Brad?
You know, that's an interesting question, and you know, it's one in which he has obviously dealt in certain regions more than others. He's dealt in a lot of developing economies. He's dealt with a lot of course, Middle Eastern countries. So it'll be interesting, though, to see how that actually bears out on larger conversations. What does Middle East oil have to do with Middle East peace? I mean, there's certainly a connection there, but whether he will sort of be able to bring sort of a rounded perspective, that will be one of the questions sort of dogging him, I think, as he goes into these confirmation hearings, and something that I think, frankly, he'll be studying up for in the days to come.
I know a lot of our listeners are very curious as to what happens next with Mitt Romney. What do you think is the future of Mitt Romney after, kind of not being chosen here?
Yeah, and he put out a statement on Facebook saying he had, it was an honor to be part of the conversation. Clearly, in the end, it seemed like he definitely wanted the job, but it just wasn't politically feasible for Donald Trump to put in somebody who had spoken out so vociferously against him. Remember, this is also a loss for Reince Priebus, the chief of staff who Donald Trump brought on, somebody very much a part of the Republican establishment, was looking to get sort of trusted Republican faces as part of this administration, and he was quashed on this one. So we'll see what this means for the Trump administration as far as other names that continue to bring on the direction of the administration. For Romney, it does bring up a question, will he serve in government, ever? Considering, he tried to break into the top office for so long, and now it looks like he's been shunned from one of the lower ones as well.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. All right, Brad, good speaking with you as usual. ABC's Brad Mielke with us on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.